Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Wednesday 4 o'clock happy hour. And I'm happy to announce we got a fine guest, a rejoining talent. He is the state's Assembly Minority Leader. He's Democrat Gordon Hentz. Gordon, welcome back to the big show.
Hey, it's always great to be on the big show.
Thanks, Gordon.
Gordon, appreciate you joining us. Want to talk about the New Deal at Foxconn. And I get the impression the New Deal is a hell of a lot better than the Old Deal. In fact, it saves the taxpayers of the great state of Wisconsin something approaching $3 billion, Gordon. You have voted to sign off on this deal. What's in it, sir?
Well, I mean, the reality is it should sort of be viewed as a completely different deal. The deal worked out by Governor Evers, WEDC, and Foxconn really is the kind of deal that the state has done in the past for other businesses where there's accountability. The scale is normal, meaning we're not giving away 17% per job credit. It's back down to the same enterprise zone that the state has used for years. And it's in a shorter time frame, And to Foxconn's credit, they came to the table with more realistic numbers on what they thought was possible going forward. So it really makes some of the content, some of the comments made, back in 2017 look ridiculous, given that that was really pie in the sky stuff. But given the amount that's already been invested, especially in infrastructure on behalf of state and local government, I hope that we do see something. But again, Foxconn's goal was to get flexibility, which tells you that I'm not sure they know, what market is going to be out there. But it's a good day, and I give Governor Evers a lot of credit.
Now, a lot of us, including myself, would have killed the Foxconn deal. At least we advocated for something of that sort on the radio. But Evers took a differing tact, and he went back to negotiations, and he continuously told us, not us specifically, but broadly, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, that was his intent. Obviously, it bore fruit here, a little patience. Do you think this was the right tact, all things considered, Gordon?
I do, just because of the skin in the game. We know that there's an asset there. There's an incredibly large parcel of property. I mean, maybe there's some regret about how that property was put together, but I bet that there's not anything close to what's been assembled, in this economic region between Chicago and Milwaukee, anywhere else of its size, somewhere in the country. And that's got to be valuable to some company that's looking for a transportation pipeline, access to research universities, other manufacturing supply chains. So if Foxconn's not going to, get it done, there's other parcels adjacent to that eventually local government owns the property. That might be something that goes down the road. But, I think moving off of the old contract, which the language in there was so specific, they were no longer ever going to be eligible for that. Let's see if they can't come up with something, and hopefully we'll see some of the job numbers that are included in the deal.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Gordon Hentz, he's the Assembly Democratic Leader in the state of Wisconsin. We appreciate you joining us, Gordon. This deal from the beginning, brought to us by Donald Trump and Scott Walker, in the midst of an election cycle, was always fishy to me. And the WEDC created by Scott Walker, always concerning to me. But it seems like they've kind of pulled through and done something. And we're talking about, tax incentives, Gordon, going from what, $2.8 billion to $80 million. I mean, this is a huge, it's a sea change. It's not even in the same universe as the original quote-unquote deal. Gordon, what's been the response to your Republican partners on the other side of the aisle to this?
Well, I mean, I think there were some attempts to try to blame this on Governor Evers as if, the other project is no longer happening. But I don't think that had any traction. And in reality, I think Foxconn is also tired of overpromising and underperforming. They're the ones who, I think, came up with what they thought might be realistic. I'm not sure we'll ever hit 1,400 jobs, but it might be several hundred. And hopefully it's a new sign from the company that they're not going to continue to blow smoke and, you know, move the goalposts every time that someone calls them out for not getting something done. So, you know, they've been a successful company in other parts of the world in terms of, you know, what they've generated. It's still going to be an opportunity, but at least the risk and the cost to state taxpayers is no longer there, regardless of what happens. So, I mean, this should really be viewed as something, a brand new deal, outside of the fact that there's probably $1 billion that's already been poured into the project.
Well, right, and we can't leave that on the table. So anything above and beyond to get that back or get some investment to get a return on that is certainly welcome, especially if it creates some jobs to use that invested infrastructure. And hats off to Missy Hughes and the staff over at the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and certainly Governor Evers and his staff to make something out of what many of us, and Crudy, I would concur. I mean, we were just ready to walk away from this deal, given the start of this. A question I do have for you, though, Gordon. We were critical of, you know, the straw into Lake Michigan, their ability to draw, you know, fresh water out of our lakes. Has that issue been changed or modified at all? Do you know anything about that?
No, and one of the things that we asked about yesterday was about the environmental exemptions. You know, there were a number of them in there related to wetlands. And again, you're correct. I mean, I think they built the infrastructure, which Foxconn was going to be generating, you know, based on their water issues, that I'm not sure they will need water. But no, none of those things, none of the environmental exemptions were addressed, because it, I think, amends the existing contract. So that they were able to maintain. And if you read the press statement, they, you know, seem to be flexing a little bit that, you know, the deal maintained those things that they got in the original contract. So that's an issue for concern. You hope the permitting process still requires some safeguards. And it's really unclear. I mean, that was a very specific part of what they were going to be making in the initial contract. And I'm not sure we have any idea if water is going to be a part of what they need. I mean, that's what's crazy, right? Remember, they were building, you know, three-lane highways, you know, in terms of the local roads, because they were going to have 24-hour traffic and automated vehicles. And, you know, they built for that. You know, they built for the 13,000, you know, jobs. And they got a pretty nice driveway at the expense of other roads in the state. So, you know, I guess we shouldn't just minimize because it could be $80 billion. They've already received a lot from the taxpayers of this state.
Yeah.
Folks, our fine guest, Assembly Minority Leader, Democrat Gordon Hentz. Gordon, appreciate you coming on today. Governor Tony Evers on something of a roll. This announcement of a new Foxconn deal comes right on the heels of the announcement of a renegotiation to work around Wisconsin Supreme Court order eliminating the emergency mandates, and by extension, ending SNAP benefits for a lot of Wisconsinites in a very needy position. And Tony Evers, rather than negotiating with the terrorist, the Assembly Speaker, you know him, Robin Voss, Gordon, instead negotiated with the Biden team and brought home lots and lots of relief for Wisconsin families. Gordon, Tony Evers is kind of on a roll here, sir.
He really is. I mean, and I think Governor Evers' brand is, you know, he's not going to waste time engaging in toxic politics with people who made it clear that they've got no interest in working with him. You know, he's going to work with the Biden administration, and if he can find an answer, he's going to work with, you know, Foxconn and with his team at WEDC to meet an outcome that benefits the state of Wisconsin. And I think that's just always been, you know, what he's been about. It's just that he's been able to, as he says, you know, connect the dots and get it done. And I think that's the real contrast with the current Republican Party, whether it's in Washington or Madison. He's going to continue to move forward and work with people who want to work with them, who are interested in governing.
Gordon, my understanding, about $3.2 billion in federal COVID relief funds flowing into the state of Wisconsin currently at the discretion of Governor Evers. Evers was one on Earl Ingram's show, one of our fine shows the other night, and effectively said, why would I ever give up the power? Why would I not veto this bad legislation? I have control. I hadn't heard him state it quite so bluntly prior, Gordon. But why would Tony Evers give up any of that money or any of that control to this terrorist group that these Republicans have become, sir?
Well, to this group, you wouldn't. I mean, that's the bottom line. But look, when we hire, when we elect a governor, when we elect the executive, it is to administer the programs and direct the state agencies, the bureaucracy, that is here to deal with things like the pandemic. And quite frankly, I would prefer it to be evidence-based decisions, which I think Governor Evers is not playing favorites. You know, he's prioritized things. If I have an idea, I reach out to his office and I say, hey, what's happening here? Are we looking at putting resources here? They'll listen. But the last thing that we need is the crew that is incapable of not injecting politics, that doesn't like federal money in the first place because they continue to turn it down, and seems to be bent on, making the governor look bad whenever they can, or at least trying.
Well, Gordon, it's 421. We missed the 420 question, but legalized marijuana, Governor Evers has said he's for it. Republicans have said they're against it. Seems an asinine stance. It's already here, Gordon. Any thoughts on legalizing Wisconsin?
It's crazy. I do think it's going to happen in the next decade, but we...
Decade? I don't have that long, man. I'm a criminal now.
Well, and that sounds crazy, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like the world's that different, even though you have full legalization in Michigan and Illinois. The reality is there's a lot of people out there that want this, and a lot of them are Republicans. But this shouldn't be a partisan issue, but to be honest with you, as long as Republicans, these guys are in control of the legislature, it's not going to happen. It is a partisan issue. People need to decide if this is something they want to advocate for and how important it is to them. Because I know, there's a lot of advocates out there. I'm always surprised at, the number of people over 75 at their doors who say,
Gordon, got to cut you short. Got to go to the 420 break. Won't invite you along, sir, because we'll get you in trouble. But more Devil's Advocates on the other side.
Thanks, Gordon.